Hello, everyone. Oh, I'd like to thank Jan for reading my best poem. Thank you very much. I love to think I'm funny, so that's good. When I was getting, I really want to thank Jan for asking me if I wrote. I still remember her face looking at me, and I looked a couple of seconds, and I said, yes, I've written for a long time. And through that, I became someone in the attic, ever so often a woman. All right, I am nervous. Woo. All right, this is called Do Not Call Him. Do not call him. Do not think of him. Do not pack his bags and then let him go. Just let him go. Do not make him a hero. Do not seek his appreciation. Do not count his blessings when he calls. Do not try to make yourself sweet to please him. I implore you. I demand. Do not cross that line. Do not kiss him. Do not like his wife and his children. Do not look into his eyes and speak of love. Do not please him or pleasure yourself thinking about him. Do not remember the good old days and those luscious nights. Do not ask about his upbringing. Do not cherish that conversation. Do not touch him or caress him. Do not allow him to touch you. Touch you right there. Do not kiss him. Do not kiss the memory of him. Do not think that this won't hurt you or haunt you through your days. Do not cringe at the sight of his love for her. Just pretend you are blind and you have no feelings. Do not have a conversation about this in your head or your heart or with your girlfriends. Do not write it down. Do not look at his ass like you want it. Do not let anyone know just how much you love him. Do not let him know, though he knows, even though you're trying so hard to hide it. Do not simply put your differences aside and think you feel better. Do not kill him or yourself. Do not ask him for anything. Do not expect anything from him. Nothing. One God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Do not kill him. Do not kill yourself. Do not kill him. Do not kill yourself. I'm a visual artist who uses words ever so often, and this poem is the title of a piece I made with, alongside Evan Plummer and Amanda Lichtenstein. We did a letter writing project because there's not enough letters being written in the world, and we wanted to change that. All right. This is called Mi Nido, and in quotes it says, ultimately, I like you, and you excite me, end quote. Sabanas, bed, bedding, laying, getting laid, wanting, le quiero, lo quiero, wanting rest, resting in his arms, resting on his words, ultimately resting. We are counting on his language, lengua del amor, call me. I'm sleeping on memories of his words, in quotes, and you excite me. Words on me and under me, palabras que son solo palabras, written, packaged, sent, written, cut, sewn, sent. I cover myself, mi cuerpo, mi nido, mi memoria, mi descanso, nuestro. It was a series of sheets I made with all the words that men had told me. Whew, okay. I make a lot of noise. You write that poem in your mind. One of the things that I'm trying to do is I have a program called Series of Six Soups, where I invite people to make soup and eat with me. And when I joined Mad Women in the Attic, I decided that the second time I joined, and I'll be the third time I joined, but the second time I joined was I just decided to create poems around that project. So this is one of them. I'm still working on the rest. This is my favorite. Sopa numero uno, sancocho. Virgin olive oil, almost burnt. Toasted organic garlic, peeled and pressed. Sweet Vidalia onions, you can almost see through. Stir it, stir, stir. Take it in, breathe it in. Yes, right. Salt, pepper, ground. Basil, tarragon, marjoram. Salt, garlic, salt. Stir, stir, stir. Chicken thighs, chicken breasts, chicken necks, bones in. Both sides brown, almost grilled. Green onion, yellow fat, cream flesh, gold, white, brown. Water, fresh water. Boil, turn down the heat, and stir. Carrots, peppers, maize, corn, yes, corn, corn on the cob, sliced round. Cook 2 days. Eat. All right, I'm gonna do two more, one short one. This one was, we all get nervous about all kinds of things, and one of the things we got nervous about is when it would all go black, when there's no more electricity, and I just wrote this little thing to my friend, and it's a note for her, but it's a little poem. That noise. When it goes black, I will call you, write to you, walk over your house and visit. I will draw on cook and possibly straighten out some corners. When it goes black, I will clean off my desk and get my brain to a place of rest. I will exercise and walk the dog. I will massage my husband, my son, my lover, and my friends. I will talk to you about the possibilities and play cards with you. I will love you from afar and near and wink at you, or at least I'll try. I will make coffee and tea and drink both alone in my studio. When it goes black, I will put out the trash and dig up the leaks. Ooh, is everyone still here? Okay, good. I like to be present. I was gonna dedicate this to Liesl. She's not here, but she's here with me. This poem is called Yes. Yes. Yes to G, no to J, yes to R, yes to C, yes, M. Yes to only yes. Yes to prints, yes to drawings, yes to you. Yes to clothes that fit, no to hesitation, none. Art, yes, love, yes, pretense, no, extras, no, garden, yes. Yes, children, no choices, yes, friends, yes, dancing, no fats. Yes, walking, yes, wine, good wine, yes. No to sickness, no to substance abuse, no to abuse, no to racism. Yes to social justice, yes to museums. Yes to performance, no to TV, yes to movies. Yes to hair, no to hair. No to liars, no to stealers. No to cheap buys, yes to folks. Yes for support, yes for change, yes for rain. Yes to flowers, yes to creams, no to ice creams, yes to yogurt. Yes to fruit, no to power play. No to frowning, yes to smiling, yes to tantrums, yes to positive thinking. Yes to swimming, yes to thinking, yes to reading and screaming. Yes to simplicity, yes to complicated, yes to you and to me, yes to you, yes to the universe. No to dirt, well maybe dirt, yes. No to spoiling, no to waste, no to wasted. Yes to healthcare, yes to helping and assisting. Yes to justice and to loving. Yes to porches and to nature. Yes to nature, yes to nature, yes to nature. That's it.